We have shifted personnel. We've moved Lapp into the telestrator seat. It's time for some X's and O's as we look at tonight's opponent, the Houston Texans.
Let's take a look at Hopkins first, Dan, the Pro Bowl wide receiver. This guy is the real deal. Here they're going to start with a formation. They're going to motion. Hopkins goes from a slot receiver to the outside receiver, the widest receiver. And it's a nice little schematic. He's going to delay his route and then break it into the end zone. You have to be patient, both quarterback and receiver. You have to have some patience. Look from delay, breaks it, finds a little seam in the zone. That's just good timing between quarterback and receiver. Hopkins is one of those guys that strong hands, big catching radius, great route runner, very, very tough competitor. Now we want to take a look at the defensive side of things and merciless. I mean, this guy, everybody talks about the edge people, and they should. You know, J.J. Watt is back, Clowney is back. But look, you have Merciless and Clowney standing against the New England Patriots right on the center and then in the B gap right here. So they're trying to get an isolation matchup of Merciless on any center. And Mercy, that is brutal for a center with his quickness. Watch the spin move. Everybody has to take a man. They have to run fan protection. All the offensive linemen are fanning. They're all taking. Everybody's matched up on a down person. Merciless is one-on-one. It's kind of like when the Bengals ran that five defensive lineman formation in the preseason against the Washington Redskins. Woo! Tight spin. Sack of Tom Brady. Tom, terrific. Got sacked. Wow, Merciless must be pretty good. But that's the kind of thing they do. They will play Merciless inside. They'll play him outside. He can stuff the run. He can drop into coverage. That is one hell of a football player. I don't think he gets the credit he deserves.